You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. When you used to call me. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Tribal Seeds and their brand new CD, Sound Waves. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're giving it up for the reggae sound of Tribal Seeds, who are currently on the road promoting their latest EP, Sound Waves. Rockwired had a chance to speak with keyboardist Tony Ray Jacobo of Tribal Seeds regarding their new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. But if you happen to be in the state of New Mexico, they will be playing at Santa Fe Soul on Friday, October 14th, 2011. Check Rockwired.com for details. From their EP Sound Waves, here is Tribal Seeds with In Your Eyes.
So
From their EP Soundwaves, that was Tribal Seeds with In Your Eyes. Check out the band at www.tribalseeds.net. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's keyboard player, Tony Ray Jacobo, regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a fantastic new CD that you guys have out now, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
Oh, we were happy with it. We worked with one of our friends in San Diego, Ian Young, who helped us put it together, and we're really happy with the result. And, I think it's a growth from our other stuff, and we're just still continuing to grow and learn.
And how do you think it's different from the previous release?
I think we went for more of the traditional roots reggae sound, a lot of the instrumentation that Bob Marley used and Peter Tosh back in there. 70s recordings, you know, some of the same instrumentation, so I think it's different in that matter.
And you guys are currently on tour. Describe how the tour is going for you.
Tonight is actually our first night of the tour.
Oh, okay.
Tucson, Arizona tonight, so we're kicking it off here.
I see, and you guys haven't hit the stage yet then.
No, we're here about the sound check, yeah.
I see. Got any butterflies in the stomach or anything like that? Or is this, you know, old hat for you?
just excited to be on the road again.
And talk about the genesis of this band. Tell me how it began.
With myself and my brother, who is the lead singer, we started in high school. I was a senior and he was a sophomore. And we just started jamming with some friends in a garage. You know, like most bands start off, and it kind of grew from that. You know, more people started taking it serious, and, you know, we're getting a lot of support from music industry people alongside people that just enjoy the music. So we started taking more serious and, you know, got more serious band members along the way. Started touring this year, actually. This is the first year we started touring. So, yeah, that's how it started.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. You know, what sort of music got you going? I mean, I can only make assumptions, but, you know, tell me how music started for you.
Well, in my household growing up, it was a lot of reggae growing up. So naturally, that's, you know, what we had a love and passion for, and that's what we started creating, you know. So, yeah, reggae was, you know, our foundation, and now we're moving by all types of genres of music, you know, so we try to influence and get inspired by all kinds of different styles.
And talk about the other members of the band. Tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this whole thing work.
Yeah, well, our drummer Carlos started off playing rock music. He used to tour with, and some of our other members grew up in a border town called Calexico, so there's a lot of, like, you know, Mexican, and a lot of ska and punk, you know, is big in that area. So that's what kind of what they brought. Our bass player Shamu and our other keyboardist Joe, you know, they're from that area, as well as the guitarist. So yeah, they brought that, you know, that kind of like a Latin style and flavor to it.
Visit the band at www.tribalseeds.net. From their album The Harvest, here is Tribal Seeds once again with Vampire.
Fighting shit. drawn up lion. Justice and Josh and Beery started the land. Wicked will be slaughtered. The system is a vampire. The system is a vampire. I hear an assassin's ass. Lies of a murder.
Exclusively at rockwire.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, the Brian Buckley Band and their mesmerizing CD, Hysterical Blindness. Not ones to be easily categorized, the Brian Buckley Band boast a sound that is both raw and haunting, as evidenced by the songs I Am Human, Cuckoo, and the first single, As If. The Brian Buckley Band and their CD, Hysterical Blindness. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.brianbuckleyband.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
You're just a bad.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them. on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush exclusively at Rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the reggae sound of Tribal Seeds, who are currently on the road promoting their latest EP, Soundwaves. Rockwired had a chance to speak with keyboardist Tony Ray Jacobo of Tribal Seeds regarding their tour and release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process within this band. How do you guys go about, you know, making music together, writing songs?
Well, it's different from song to song. Sometimes my brother writes the lyrics first, and then when we put music to it, or sometimes I produce a beat first, and then I show it to the band, and then we kind of jam the idea. Everyone kind of puts their influence into it, and sometimes we have just jam sessions where we can record a jam session and then create a song from that, you know, initial jam session. Song kind of grows from that. So it's different from song to song.
And with this current album, what songs off of it resonate for you the most personally and why?
I like the song called Slow, kind of a more laid-back, rootsy-style song. I've always been a big fan of roots music and, you know, the message in it. So the way Steve wrote for this one, I really enjoyed a lot. And I just like the kind of a deeper meaning and something to kind of think about as you're listening to it.
Have there been any reactions to this new music that have surprised you at all or didn't expect?
Our song In Your Eyes off the new EP, like almost as soon as we recorded it and put it out, it was already in Hawaii radio station, and it was the number one requested song out there for a while, so that was a big surprise to us. We had just put it out, you know, we didn't really know it was going to have that big of an effect, so that was really cool for us.
And after the show tonight, where are you headed?
Tomorrow we go to Tempe, Arizona.
I see.
And then we go to Santa Fe, New Mexico on Friday.
Have you ever played Santa Fe before?
No, we haven't. We played at Albuquerque once on our last tour, our summer tour, and that was the first time we had ever been to New Mexico, and it sold out, so you know, we were stoked on that.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this music from the new album? What would you like them to think and feel?
I would say just listen to the lyrics. I'm a big fan of the way my brother writes, so, you know, he reads a lot, and he learns a lot of information, and he tries to share it in the music, so I would just say listen to the lyrics, and, you know, take what you want from it, and just go out and, you know, learn and discover and keep growing, you know, just kind of look for information, don't just accept what's being fed to us on a day-to-day basis, just kind of, you know, look for more.
And I know this is a bit soon to be asking this question, but, you know, what do you think is next for the band, you know?
We want to continue to experiment with our music and try to create a new sound, you know. We're working on some new music already. Hopefully we'll have some stuff out by springtime next year. So we just want to continue to grow as a band with the music. So and in the meanwhile, we'll be, you know, continuing the tour. So, that's the next step for us, is continue to create a new sound.
Visit the band at their official website, www.tribalseeds.net. Here is Tribal Seeds once more with the title track of their latest EP, Sound Waves.
Sound like hit them with the vibe so hard. Waves rock me down, rocking and turning around. The sound waves rock me down, rock till I hit the ground. The sound waves rock me down, rocking and turning around. Let the sound waves drives this rhythm coming from afar. I could never see a touch, but it was with me from the start. Descending from above like the rays of just sun, sending down people up. Something that's alive, feeling the power to heal when you're feeling the vibe. Descending to high, let the words fill my mind. I want to feel your love, I want to feel the high. Races above, got happiness in our lives. Yes, them away, who threats in real life. What they gonna do, what they gonna say? Should the vibes be weak, I wouldn't play now. Are they gonna run, are they gonna stay? When the waves come crashing again.
What I say. display the exhibition. Shh, now listen. Silence in the crowd, not to all the men and women. World keeps spinning, people still living. We can heal the world, go from losing now to winning. World keeps spinning, record keeps spinning. People need the sound just to keep from getting dizzy. World keeps spinning, record keeps spinning. People need the sound. Hit them with a vibe so hard, coming from within or afar. Hit them with a vibe so hard, coming from within or afar.
Waves drop, place of instruments we can't stop. Let the sound build up. Waves rock, place of music we can't stop. Let the sound build up. So in a trip, when you coming, we are the seeds of this revolution.
To all the people saying music is a sin, sit back, relax, let the sound flow with the wind.
Riding the rhythm of waves when we rock, flow through the masses, play non-stop.
Travel seeds, come on, meet me at the spot. We're sending out a decibel level in knots.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Step out the darkness into the light.
We come together to defeat the evil eye. Sound waves, yeah, you and I connect the vibe.
There's nothing you can do for I. Music is my love in this time.
I see the music as divine. Whoa.
Waves drop, place of instruments we can't stop. Let the sound build up. Waves rock, place of music we can't stop. Let the sound build up. Waves drop, place of instruments we can't stop. Let the sound build up. Waves rock, players of music we can't stop.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Tony Ray Jacobo of Tribal Seeds and to Jackie at Persona PR. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
But let's not be